This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Say hello to Australia's biggest online K-pop news website. Here's Hello K-pop with a Korean pop news update.
And crossing now to the Hello K-pop headquarters, we have Sierra on the line. Hi, Sierra.
Hi, going?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
What's happening in the world of K-pop this week?
Well, Jay Park at the MCA Music Festival in the Philippines has good news for Jay Walkers at the Philippines. Jay Park will be in the country from the 4th to the 8th of May. He'll be at the Megaworld Lifestyle Mall to promote his first full-length album, New Breed, with a track title called Know Your Name.
So is this album fully English or a bit half and half Korean, half English?
Half and half.
Okay. Yeah. So do they have any local tracks on that album for the Philippine fans?
Not that I know of.
Ah.
80% of the tracks were written and produced by him.
Oh, wow.
And among those who collaborated with Jay was, in order to make this album the most anticipated one, was the top US producer, Rob Knox.
Ah.
Dynamic duo, Doc 2, and The Quiet.
So though, that's why he's been away from the scene for the last year.
Yeah. And the album itself has 15 tracks, so that's really exciting.
That's not bad for an album these days, to get 15 tracks on the one album. So what's this? We've got more news on EXO this time around.
EXO members have held their first successful showcase in Korea. This is the first of two showcases that are to be held before the debut from the new group. The Korean showcase was held in Seoul at the Olympic Hall and MC'd by none of the other than Super Junior's Lee Took.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, 8,000 fans of this new group gathered for their first showcase.
So they're a new group and they've already got 8,000 followers at a gig. That's awesome.
So, the promotions, wasn't it what 25, 26?
Yeah, I think 400.
Yeah. The showcase involves full group performances, solos, and numerous live performances of some of the dancers seen in the teaser videos.
Can you remind me of the difference between the two groups, XOK and XOM?
One of them will be for Korea and the other is Chinese.
Okay, I thought so. So the M's for Mandarin.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah. So the complete 12 members of EXO were able to perform together during the showcase. Though for their debut, they will be splitting into the two groups, EXO-K and EXO-M.
Cool.
They will be concentrating their promotions in Korea, while EXO-M, consisting of Luhan, Lay, Chris, Chen, Tao, and Shumin, will focus on China.
So how are they different on stage? Are they a bit more conservative or?
Oh my God, they are amazing. I was watching the showcase and it was just, oh my God, they have so much talent. Like, where is it? They have like, it ranges from like a ballad type of singing to pop, poppy dance type,
Oh, wow.
So if you haven't checked it out, please check it out.
If you didn't have enough through just the trailers alone, then make sure you get onto YouTube and see the rest.
They were just showing the highlights,
Wow.
They were only showing the highlights and they were just wild performers.
It must be so hard to stand out when it comes to the dance moves, because, I mean, the choreography obviously is just nuts in every group.
Intense. Their choreography is intense.
Wow. How long do you reckon it takes to get used to the dance moves of just one particular song for these boy and girl groups?
Well, they've been trained so well for it. I think for an average person to do it, it'll be like hundreds of times.
Wow.
They have really simple moves, but then it just looks so good when they do it properly,
Yeah, that's awesome. And the news that we broke earlier on last week with JK Entertainment that Super Junior are coming to Australia.
Yes, Super Junior is coming to town.
How exciting.
Now official, after rumours circulating over the last few months, it has now finally been announced that the multi-million Super Show 4 is indeed coming to Australia.
How cool. Are you going to be there?
Yes, of course I'm going to be there. What kind of question is that?
Are you going to be a screamy little fangirl like you were at the K-pop Music Fest last year?
Yes.
More so than me?
Right. Yes. It's coming on to this May on the 5th. Super Junior will be bringing all the glory of the Super Show to Sydney, presented by JK Entertainment, the company that brought you the K-pop Music Festival last year. The concert will be held at the All Friends Arena in Olympic Park, with tickets ranging from $100 to $250. So stay tuned at jkent.com.au/superjunior.
That's really cool. And they have promised to keep our listeners up to date on developments for that concert.
Yes.
So just keep listening to the Asian Pop Experiment and keep tuning into HelloKpop.com.
Yes. So next on this is LED Apple.
LED Apple. Now, I've just learned a little interesting fact about LED Apple. Apparently, one of the band members is as Aussie as they come, from Brizzy.
Really?
Apparently so.
I didn't know that.
Well, there you you go, breaking news. And I just and I didn't believe it myself. There, our very reliable source Travis let me know just earlier on today, and yeah. So I got onto YouTube to check out some of the. I think it was a promo video they did for allkpop.com, and yeah. There he is, like pretty much, yeah. How you going, mate? We're coming to Australia for a concert. What do you guys think? Yeah, it's really cool.
They are a pretty cool rock band, I would say. The new generation rock band combines a tasteful blend of vocals and acoustics for rock lovers. There's Ooh. Five members, Jae Hoon, which is vocal, Jimin, vocal rap, Yeongjun, guitar, Hwang Yeon, bass, and Hoon-suk doing the drums. Not only do they provide good music, but they have also a really equally catchy storyline through their music videos. So if you haven't checked some out, check Birthday Killer, Time Is Up, and Sadness. I really love
that. So they're one of these groups that have one of those really long intros for each song.
No, it's actually not too bad. Like, Sadness in their music video, the musicians themselves get into the dancing mood as well. So it's kind of funky, kind of, you know, fresh. I think it's fresh for rock because there's a lot of so much pop music now.
Yeah. Are these guys similar to like CN Blue or much different?
No, I think they're a bit more grungier.
Oh, really?
My taste. CN Blue's a bit sweet pop rock.
Yeah.
These guys are pretty much like almost Japanese rock.
Ah, very good. So that's going to set them apart.
Yeah, but still a bit safe, I think. But
yeah. Well, good to see some mainstream artists in Korea trying to do something a little bit different.
Yeah, it's good.
Awesome. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us once again on the Asian Pop Experiment to keep us posted on all things K-pop.
No worries.
And how do we get onto your blog, miss?
Yep, please pop into allakpop.com.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for Super Junior.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.